today's daf is Kuf Mem Vav. We are actually going to start at Kuf Mem Hey on Bud Beis. If you remember again, we were in the middle of the sugya of actually the Agadic discussion, and we left off in the part over here where Rabbi Yochanan was kind of daydreaming in the midst of this conversation. He woke up and he began to reframe the conversation. So the Gemara says, if you remember, let's pick up by Mipnei Ma'amoadim Shebet Bavel. 3, 6, 8, 9 lines are from the bottom. So we left off yesterday with the idea that even the animals were exiled from Eretz Yisrael. All of them came back except for the Kluyos HaSpanis, the Spanish mackerel. And the Gemara points out because it doesn't have a backbone or a strong backbone, and therefore, again, was not really able to swim against the current to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Okay, so the Gemara says, "Mipnei ma moedim shebe bavel smechem." Why is it that the yom tovim in Bavel seem to be more joyous than yom tovim in Eretz Yisrael? Mipnei shelo hayu ba'osa klolo, because they were not included in that same klolo, in that same curse. To which curse does he refer? To look at so the Navi in Hoshea says, "Vishbati kol mesosa chaga chadsha." V'shabasav v'chol ma'oda, chodsheichem, u'mo'adeichem, sona nafshi, hayu alai l'torach. So again, the Navi actually describes this idea. He's actually quoting two psukim over here. One from Hosea and one from Yeshaya. I will take away all of the mesos, all of the joys of your shabasos, and your chodsheichem u'mo'adeichem my soul despises. They are on me like a torach, they are on me like a burden. So the Navi describes that for Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael, the Yom Tovim became like a burden, and therefore again there was less simcha. The Jews in Bavel were never included in this particular club. They never exhibited this behavior, and therefore again the Yom Tovim in Bavel are more simchadik. My hayu alai l'torach. What does it mean that they were on me as a burden? Amar Rebbelez, Amar Hakadosh Baruch Hu, lo dayin li Yisrael shechotim lefonai. It's not enough that Jewish people sin before me. But they even they force me to try to figure out what difficult gezerah I should bring upon them. Av yaleihem. Amar Rav Yitzchok, ein lechol kol regel v'lev regel shelo ba'asa bo leshes l'tzipori. So Rav Yitzchok again shows just this idea that Yamim Tovim in Eretz Yisrael were always marked by some type of negative occurrence. See, here you have Rabbi Yitzchak, who says there was never a regel that went by that a boleshes is a troop of soldiers, didn't come to Tzipori. Whenever the soldiers came to town, obviously, again, there was also plundering and all kinds of things going on. But Amar Rabbi Chanina, Ein lechol kol regel v'regel shelo ba l'Tveria agmon v'kamton u'bal zemora. And it's the story Rabbi Chanina says that there's not a Yom Tov that passes by that some type of official, these are all Agmon, Kamton, Basmo, all different names for different officials, would come to Tveria to go ahead and raise taxes. So the idea is that every single Yom Tov was marked by some kind of misfortune. Why is it that the Tamdi Chachamim in Bavel dress very finely? So the Gemara says, Lefish she'inon b'nei makoman, because they are not known in their place, which means that they are not, because look at Rashi, she'inon b'makoman shemei eretz Yisrael galu l'sham va'agola l'makom nachri mitzayas u'mabush she'choshu. So because they're not originally from this place, they're not originally from Babel, so because of that, the way they distinguish themselves, so they're not necessarily well known in the general populace, and therefore again, the way they distinguish themselves as Talmidei Chachamim is through their dress. And also listen to this beautiful phrase. Ki da'amri inchi, b'masa shmai, b'lo masa tosvai. In my city, I'm known by my name. And if I'm not in my city, I'm known by my clothing. Right? What does that mean? The idea is that the Talmid Chacham is obligated to distinguish himself. The Talmid Chacham is obligated to go in and stand apart from the rest of the general populace. In his own city, everyone knows who he is. Outside of his city, he distinguishes himself through his clothing. Haboim. So again, Rabbi Gemara quotes the pasuk from Yeshaya. Haboim, Yashresh Yaakov, Yotzis Uparach Yisrael, Tani Rabbi Yosef, Elu Talmidei Chacham. So he's focusing over here on this piece that those who come will root themselves, Yaakov, Yotzitz Uperach Yisrael, will sprout forth and sprout buds, blossom and sprout buds Yisrael. So the Gemara says, "Tani Rav Yosef, Elo Tami the Chacham Shebavel." This refers to Tami the Chacham Bavel, Sheosin Tzitzin Uprachin LaTorah, who make buds and flowers for the Torah. So we'll say again, according to this approach, the fact that Tami the Chacham were getting dressed up was out of cover to the Torah, to how they distinguish themselves through their clothing. Why is it that Ovdei Kochavim, idolaters, are impure? Because they did not stand by Har Sinai. What does that mean? Because at the time when the Nachash came on Chava. Now what does that mean? Look at Rashi. So there's actually an opinion that holds that the snake actually had relations with Chava. Dichsiv Hanachash Hishiani Lashon Nisuin. Because again, when Chava goes ahead and tells to Adam what happened, it uses the lashon of Hisi'ani. Hisi'ani is lashon Nisuin of marriage. The time that the Nachash ba'a Chava, hitl ba'zuama, he injected some level of impurity into her. Yisra sha'amdu al har Sinai, so the Jewish people who stood on Sinai, paska zuhumasan. The Sinaitic revelation took away this impurity from us. And therefore, again, we're finally able to purge ourselves after so many generations of the impurity of the Nachash. Ovdei Kochavim Shalom Amdu al Har Sinai, Lo Paskazim Masan, but therefore it turns out that the nations of the world who did not stand by Har Sinai still have to live with that impurity of the Nachash within them. So the Gemara says, Amdi Rav Acha Brei Dirav Al Rav Ashi, Geirin Mai, it's interesting, Shaila. So what about a Ger? So what about a Ger? So on one hand, the Ger, the Kabbalah, the Kiddushas, so a Ger is Jewish, but on the other hand, you can think the Ger didn't stand by Har Sinai, which the Gemara gives a fascinating answer. Amalei, Afagav de'inu lohavu, mazlaihu havu. Even though the ger was not there, his mazl was there. I'll say, what does that mean, his mazl? So there are a lot of different interpretations of this. The pasha, I don't know if there's a pasha pshat, but perhaps, look at Rashi. Mazlaihu havu, b'sinai. The chosha amdu al har sinai, niskachil v'netaru v'nespapu mikomu. So what's that? Pashup Shad Mazlayu is a malach. A malach. Every person has a malach. Every person has a malach. Like we say, it's in Kriyash Shema Lamita. Right? We saw this earlier in Shabbos about the Shnei Malachim that's Malavan and Sa'adam Lebeso on Shabbos. First has a malach. So Gemara suggests that even though, again, perhaps the neshama of the Ger was not at Har Sinai, but the malach of the Ger was at Har Sinai. Because the Malach of the future was at Har Sinai, they were able to reap the benefits of the Sinaitic revelation, and therefore their soul was also purged of the impurity of the Nachash. So the Gemara says, So amazingly enough, the Torah makes reference to those who are standing with us and those who are not standing with us. So the Gemara here suggests that the ones who are not standing with us, that's a reference to Geirim. Right? That the Geirim, again, reap the benefits of the Sinaitic revelation, even though their neshama is not there, simply because their malach was there. The Gemara says, however, upligid Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. But this argues on Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. The Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana. Ad shlosh adoros lo paska zuama me'avoseinu. So Rabbi Abba Bar Kahana says that for three generations, the impurity of the Nachash remained with us. How do we see that? Avraham holy des Yishmael, Yitzchak holy des Esav. The fact that Avraham Avinu had a Yishmael is the result of the impurity of the Nachash that was inside man. The fact that Yitzchak had an Esav is the result of the impurity inside man. However, Yaakov holy yud des Shvatim shelo hayu bahem shum dovi. On the other hand, Yaakov Avinu, the Gemara used lashon of Nitaso Shalema. His bed was complete. He has 12 righteous sons. And therefore, again, according to the Abba Bar Kahana, the Zuama, the impurity of the Nachash, stopped with Yaakov Avinu. So we'll say just a fundamental machlokis as to when the Zuama of the Nachash stopped. According to the first opinion, it was finally, we were released from it again at Har Sinai. According to the second opinion, much, much earlier, generations earlier already, by Yaakov Avinu, the Zuama had stopped. Okay. I'm sorry? So you'd have to say maybe anyone who's nichla ultimately under the Yud Beis Shvatim of Klal Yisrael is nichla. I don't know. He doesn't directly address the ger. I don't know. Says the Mishnah, Shovra Adam Asachal. So we'll say now back to back to some other sugis of you. Sorry. Okay, says the Mishnah. Shover Adam es achavis le'chov himeno grogros. You could go ahead, literally break a barrel on Shabbos to go ahead and eat figs. Look at Rashi. Shover Adam chavis melea grogros. I have a barrel that's filled with figs. I want the figs. So I can break the figs. Excuse me. I can break the barrel. Besakin o besayif. And I can break the barrel with a knife or with a sword. Le'chol mimenu grogros. To eat from the figs. Ve'ein b'makalkel shum iser b'shabbos. Because again, since in essence I'm destroying the barrel, breaking the barrel, there's no iser of malach. And I will see what the potential malach is in just a moment. U'bilvad shelo yiskavein lasos kli. But that is true only if my kavana is not to make a kli. Now look at Rashi. Bilvad shelo yiskavein lasos kli. Linokva yofet b'pesach no'eh. What does it mean, Abosai? Because what am I doing? I'm essentially piercing a hole in the barrel. So my kavana, as long as my kavana is not to make an opening, as long as that's not my kavana, then I'm permitted to go ahead and pierce the barrel in order to go ahead and get out the contents. Ve'in nokvin migufa shel chavis. But you cannot go ahead and literally perforate the megufa. Now look at Rashi, what's the megufa? Megufa literally is a seal. So Rashi says, hadavuka bepeh chavis. This is talking about the seal on the mouth of the barrel. La'asos nekev, ela notel es kula, aval kinokev la metakein pischa. So we'll say we will see that if you just simply perforate the seal, that is problematic on Shabbos because that is considered like making an opening. So what can you do? You could remove the seal in its entirety. If you move the entire seal, then that's considered like you're going in to get the contents and no issue of making an opening. Ve'ein nokvin mokvin shachav zir av Yehuda. The Chachamim permit this. Rashi says, "De'ein derech Pesach lechavis pekach," because the Chachamim feel that halacha lemaisa, that's not called making a Pesach. Right, perforating the seal is not called making a Pesach. V'lo yikavena mitzida, you may not go ahead and literally pierce the barrel on its side. We'll discuss why. V'im haisa nikuva, and if the barrel was already pierced. Lo yitein aleh shava. You may not go ahead and put wax in the opening. Mipnei shehu mimareach. Because again, you run the risk of shmearing the wax, and that could be an issue of smoothing on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yehuda, maise bolifnei Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rav Yehuda says that there was an episode that came before Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. Be'erev. Right, Be'erev. We'll see again what all of these things are. We'll say Be'arev, actually Medina in Arabia. Right, Erev that here doesn't mean evening. It's Arev. In Arabia, the Amr, and he said, "Choshishani lo mechatos." I think the person may be chayiv chatos. Now, I will say, the pashtos, what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is referring to over here is somebody who put wax in the hole. So we'll discuss in the Gemara exactly what case this is. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai says, I think he might have just violated an Isra Doraisa by putting the wax in there. Okay, we'll clarify that later. Says the Gemara, Amr Rabbi Oshia, lo shano ela drusos. I will say, going back for just a moment. So the opening statement of the Mishnah said that a person could go out and break open the barrel in order to go ahead and get the figs out. Get the figs out. Rav Oshia wants to suggest that it's a specific type of fig, namely, lo shano ela drusos. That's only when the figs are pressed together. Ava mefurados lo. But if the figs are loose inside, then halacha lemaisa say you can't break open the barrel. Also, what does Rav Oshia say? Well, I'll give you just that. I'll tell you this outside a little bit first. Rav Oshia is suggesting the following, that perhaps the Mishnah reflects the view, which we'll see later on in Rav Yochanan, that halacha lemaisa, you can only move a kli on Shabbos for a permitted purpose. So if the figs are pressed together, then what will you need in order to separate them? A sword or a knife. Once you're permitted to go ahead and pick up the sword or the knife to go ahead and cut apart the pressed figs, that also gives you license to pick up the sword or the knife to cut open the barrel. But for argument's sake, if halacha lemaisa there were just loose figs in there, for which you would not need a sword or a knife, you would not have a license to pick up the sword or the knife to go ahead and cut open the barrel. Now I will say, we happen not to paskin like that in Hilchos Mukta, but the Gemara is just pointing out the opinion. So Rav Oshia wants to suggest, therefore, that the Mishnah must be dealing with pressed figs. So the Gemara says, Meisvei, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Mevi Adam Es Achav Eshal Yayin, a person could go ahead and bring a barrel of wine, umat his rosha besayif, and you could lop off the top of the barrel with your sword. Umani chalif mea archim b'shabbos, and then you could put the barrel before your guests on Shabbos. The eino choshesh, and there is no need to be worried about any type of malacha. Any type of malacha. The Rebbe will say again. Remember, in that case over there, it's clear that what you don't need the knife for the wine, obviously. But yeah, what do we see? That even if you don't need the knife or the sword for the contents of the barrel, nevertheless, what you're still permitted to go in and pick it up in order to go ahead and cut off the top of the barrel. To which the Gemara says it's not a contradiction. Hahi Rabbanon, Masnisin Rabbi Nechemiyahi. This price reflects the view of the Rabbanon, and Rashi says, Rabbanon he. The polygad of Rabbi Nechemiah of Amri Kala Kelim Netan Tzarech V'Shalot Tzarech. The Chacham hold that as long as the kli itself is not mukta, it may be moved and carried for a permitted purpose, for a necessary purpose, for unnecessary purpose. And however, the Mishnah reflects the view of Rabbi Nechemiah, and Rabbi Nechemiah is of the opinion that a kli can only be carried if it is absolutely necessary for a permitted purpose. So the Gemara says, "Umay duchkeit Rabbi Oshia." Why does Rav Oshia feel compelled to establish the Braisa as only dealing with pressed figs, and therefore reflecting the view of Rabbi Nechemiah, that the reason you could go in and therefore pick up the sword to lop off the top of the barrel is because you're going to need the sword for the contents of the barrel as well? Much easier. Say that the Mishnah is talking about loose figs, and it reflects the view of the Rabbanon. Amirava masnisin kishise. Because the Mishnah itself is difficult. What's difficult? My area the tani grogros. Listening peros. Why did the Mishnah have to say that you have a barrel of grogros? Right? Why did it have to say that? Why does the Mishnah have to spell out what the contents of the barrel is? Who cares? They could have just said you have a barrel of fruit. Rather, the Gemara of Oshia feels the fact that the Gemara spelled out grogros is coming to teach us a very specific case. Right? My area the tani grogros. Listening peros. Elishmamina bidrusos. Therefore, it must be that the Mishnah is talking about a specific case of figs. But what makes figs unique? It must be talking about a case where the figs are pressed, and therefore the Mishnah is reflecting the view of Rabbi Nechemiah, that the reason you can pick up the sword or the knife to lop off the top of the barrel is because you're going to need it anyway to cut the cake of pressed figs. Tanya Chado. We have one Bryce that says the following. Choslos shel grogros v'shel tamarim. So we'll say choslos are baskets. Baskets. So if you have a basket, Rashi says, choslos, kli shel kapos tamarim, it's a basket that's made out of palm fronds, va'osin kamin solim, v'nosnim l'socham, tamarim ra'im l'hizbashel. So we'll say, whatever it is, these are baskets. And in the baskets, you go and you put in grogros, you put in figs, you put in tamarim, you put in dates. So apparently with these baskets also, these baskets often were tied. They had a lid, and they were tied. So the halacha is on Shabbos matir. You can go ahead and untie, right? Untie the baskets. Umafkia, you can also unravel the ropes. Unravel the ropes. V'choteich, and for that matter, you can even cut the ropes off. V'tayi idach, another brisa says, matir, you can untie the ropes. Avalomafkia, but you may not go ahead and unravel the ropes, v'lochoteich, nor may you cut the ropes. So the Gemara says it's a contradiction. So which one is it? Lo kasha, it's not a contradiction. Harabanan harabi Nechemiah. The two brisos reflect two different opinions. One is the Rabbanan, who hold that again a kli can be picked up for any permitted purpose. And the other is Rabbi Nechemiah, who holds that a kli can only be picked up if halacha l'maaseh is going to be actively used for a permitted purpose. The Sanya Rabbi Nechemiah says, Afilu tarvat, even a spoon, Vafilu talis, even a cloak, Vafilu sakin, even a knife, Ein nitlin ela letzorech tashmishan, can only be carried on Shabbos if you are actively going to use it for a permitted purpose. So we'll say, again, we don't paskin that way in the whole smukta. As far as we're concerned, if I want to lift up a spoon up and down the whole day Shabbos, I'm permitted to do that. Why? Because you don't necessarily look as to what you're going to use the kli for. We look at the identity of the kli. And as long as the identity of the kli is permitted on Shabbos, I can move it, whether I need to move it or don't need to move it. However, Nechemiah holds that no, you can only move it if Mamish wants using a permitted fashion. Bo minim rav sheshes. Ma'ul mivraz chavisa biburtia b'Shabbos. Can I go ahead and literally spear the side of a barrel on Shabbos? What I'm going to do is I want to plunge my spear into the side of the barrel, thereby creating an opening on the side of the barrel on Shabbos. Can I do that? So the Gemara says, on one hand, lepischa kamechavin v'aser. On one hand, perhaps we will say that clearly your intention is to make an opening, and making an opening, right, an intentional opening on Shabbos, or intentionally making an opening on Shabbos, is problematic on Shabbos. It's like a makke bepatish. It's like a final stage of creating the kli. You can't do that. Therefore, it should be aser. Oh, dilma la'ayin yofe kamechavin b'shari, or maybe your kavane is la'ayin yofe. What does it mean, la'ayin yofe? Rashi says, la'harchiv motza yayin b'nakav gadol, midalo nakiv le'kiderach hanok v'nekiv agov yofe. Don't say, or maybe my intention is like this. I want the wine to flow freely. I want my guests to get a lot of wine, so what do? I just simply plunge my spear into the side, making a big opening. This way, my right, the wine comes out. The wine comes out very easily. So ayin yofe literally means like a spirit of generosity. So what's my kavana when I do it? Is my kavana to make an opening? Right? And then that would be aser. Or is the kavana just that the wine should come out easier? That everyone should have more than enough? In which case it should be mutter. Amrale. He responded, lepiska kamechadim ba'aser. The kavana of such an act is to go ahead and make an opening. And therefore, aloch l'mais, it's aser. Meisveis. We ask Sikasha. Reb Shimon Gamliel Omer, Navy Adam Chavish Shalyai, and a person can go ahead and brings a barrel of wine. Umatiz Rosha Basayif, and a person lops off the top of it with his sword. Hasam Vadai La'ayin Yafa Kamachavin. So in that case, Rabbi Sayaloch Alamai says it's clear the reason the person is doing that is in order to allow the wine to be more easily accessible. Ayin Yafa, to allow the guests to partake of it. That's why he's cutting off the entire top of it. Hacha, however, here, Im Isa De La'ayin Yafa Kamachavin. If my kavana really was that my guest should have easier access to the wine, so l'ftuchei miftach, then what? Go ahead and open the whole thing. Why would I just be plunging the spear into the side? Rather, therefore, the Gemara feels that the plunging of the spear into the side is with the kavana to make an opening. Because the kavana is to make an opening, like a spigot type of opening, therefore, aloch alamai, so that'll be asrat shabbos. Ein nokvin magufa. So the Mishnah said that you can't go ahead and perforate the seal. Amar Rahuna, machlokes lemalo. The machlokes only is on the top of the barrel. Look at Rashi. Machlok lemalo. Rashi says, Berosh ha-magufa, hasam hu deshor rabbanon, de lav orcha leme'ovet pischa hasam, elenotel kol ha-magufa. So we'll say again, if you're going ahead, so machlokes is when you're doing it on top, aval minat sad, but to go ahead and perforate it from the side, Divrei HaKol Aser. Everyone agrees that it's Aser. The Hainu Diktani, and this is what is meant when it said, Lo Yikavena Mitzida, that you should not go ahead and pierce it on the side. The Chista of Chista says, Machlokes Minatzad, the Machlokes is on the side, Ava Al Gabo, but the pierce on top, Divrei HaKol Mutter. Everyone agrees that it's Mutter. I, Bahad Diktani, Lo Yikavena Mitzida, I, but when it says that you should not go ahead and pierce it on the side, Hasem begufa chavis. That's not talking about piercing the seal. That's actually talking about what? Piercing the barrel itself, which then ties back to the previous sugya. Tan Rabbanan, ein nokvin nekev chadash b'shabbos. You can't go ahead and create a new opening in the barrel on Shabbos. Look at Rashi. Ein nokvin nekev chadash b'kli. You can't create a new opening in the kli on Shabbos. Be'im bala hosif. But if you want to add on to an already existing opening, then Mosif, then you are permitted to go ahead and add on to the existing opening. The Yishum, others say, Ein Mosif. Others say, not that even with an existing opening, you can't go ahead and what? You can't go ahead and add on. Look at Rashi, just one will say. Rashi says, Nekev Yashan, Shenistam, Tichi Choser Boseach, Lav Kose Pesachu, Shere Asri Vo'omidus Timasol Av Tum. So we'll say, here's Nachlokes. If you had an opening in the barrel that was open, then it was closed up, and can you re-pierce it again? First opinion says yes, because that's not creating a new opening. That opening was already there. Second opinion says no. Once you plugged it up, reopening it is a new act of melacha. You would be chayiv the shavin, but everyone agrees. Shenokvin nekev yashin lechatzchila. Everyone agrees that you can go ahead and open up an old hole on Shabbos. Right, an old hole. Okay. So the Gemara says v'tana kama ma'ishnami nekev chadash dilo. So again, interestingly enough, according to so. Tanakama, who holds that you can't create a new opening, Why does he hold that you can go ahead and reopen an old opening that was closed up? So the Gemara says, the lo kamatak in pischa. Because at the end of the day, when you go ahead and you reopen the one that was open once before but was now plugged up, you're not really opening a new Pesach. It was already there. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, asufei nami. So open, enlarging it should also be okay. To which the Gemara says, no, that's different. Kamatak in pischa. Because there you really are creating a new opening. Amar Rabba Dvar Torah, Kol Pesach She'eno Asui Lahachnis Ulohotzi, Eino Pesach. So comes along Rabba and says, what's the definition of an opening? An opening has to be large enough that you can put something in the utensil and extract something from the utensil. So the Gemara says, therefore any opening that's not large enough to put in and take out is not called the Pesach, at least Midaraisa. V'Rabbanon hu digazer mishum lul shel tarnegola. Now we'll say, even if the opening is not large enough to be able to go ahead and put something in and take something out, it's still aser midirabbanon. Why? Lest you come to make an opening in a chicken coop. Why? What's the pshat? Da'avid li'iluye avira ula afuke havla. Because interestingly enough, you had a very small hole in a chicken coop, and the only reason for that hole was to be able for the odor to come out and for fresh air to come in. So therefore, you didn't need a very large hole. So there was a concern midrabanan that if we had so get midoraisa, so the only size hole you're chayiv for in a kli, it has to be large enough to put in and take out. Midrabanan, it's also even if it's a smaller hole. Why? Out of fear that if we allow you to make the smaller hole over here, you may come to what? Make the small hole in the chicken coop. The difference is that a small hole in the chicken coop will actually be the chayiv daraisa, because that's the only type of hole you need in the chicken coop. Therefore, Chazal goes there on all of the small holes, even if they're not large enough to go ahead and take in and put out, or put in and take out. So the Gemara says the following. And if you want to come to add on, right, to a particular hole, right, so let's say you already have a hole, we'll say, but you want to enlarge it. If you already have a hole and you want to enlarge it, the hole sif mosif asufik. So the Gemara says, if you want to go ahead and enlarge it, you can. So the Gemara says, vaday v'lul shatana golem lo asi l'sufei. For the simple reason of asi that what? We're not concerned that if we allow you to go ahead and increase the size of this hole, of one hole, let's say in the barrel, that you're going to come to do the same in the chicken coop. Why? So the Gemara says, mishum, on the days, mishum rikhsha. Because again, a person never makes the hole in the coop too large. Out of the fear, rikhsha, Rashi says, are shrutz, are like types of rodents. What does that mean? The mia, chulda, the weasel, other types of things that get into the chicken coop and will go ahead and eat the chickens. V'yesh umrim eimo sifin. Others say that you still can't enlarge even a hole that already exists. Why? Zimnin delo takne me'ikara. Because maybe again, because you can have a situation where the first hole wasn't really usable. Right? Rashi says over here, k'dei shiyehe lohotzi hevel ulahachnis hesa'avir. Let's say in the chicken coop, Rabosai, the first time you made the hole, it wasn't really even large enough for the airflow. And therefore, va'asi l'ruche. And therefore, if we allow you to go ahead and enlarge already existing holes, you may come to enlarge the hole in the chicken coop, and that hole may have not been a good hole to begin with, and now you're rendering it into a good hole. Darish Rav Nachman Mishur Rav Yochanan Halacha Kiyish Omrim. Rav Nachman Pasalik Ma'ar Nachman Senei Rav Yochanan, the Halacha follows the Yishon. So Bosa Yeh, the Yish Omrim said that not only can you not create a new hole on Shabbos, but what? You may not add on to an already pre-existing hole. So the Gemara goes weiter. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Lo Shanu Ela B'makom. Lo Shanu Ela, I'm sorry. V'shavin Shinok V'nekev Yashin L'chat Tchila. So everyone agreed that you can go ahead and reopen a hole that was once open. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, lo shanu ela b'makom ha'asui l'shamer. That's only talking about a case where the hole was there, l'shamer. Now, what is l'shamer? I mean, look at Rashi. It's Rashi, ela b'makom. Lo shanu denokvin. We'll see that you can go ahead and reopen a hole that was plugged up Ella b'makom Rashi, the stima zulo naasis ella lishma reach hayayim shlo yetze v'yiskalkel, where the hole was there, the hole, they plugged up the hole in order to ensure that the aroma, the vapors of the wine, don't escape from the barrel. Meaning you're lacking in the aroma of the wine. So I'll say again, if you had a hole that was really primarily there because you wanted to keep the vapors in, so to re-pierce that hole is not a big deal because such a plug is not going to be mamish, a very solid plug. However, but if let's say you had a hole, but then you filled it in order to go ahead and what? Solidify or strengthen the barrel, then that will be asr. Look at Rashi, lechazek, shechazek hakli, shelo yetze yeno, hoil ustima ma'al yosihi, ki hader nakiv lehavi posey dechatchil. So also, now the Gemara wants to clarify this ruling, and say, when do we say that if you had an opening that was filled up, you could re-pierce it? That's only if the plug was there in order to keep the aroma in. Then such a plug is not going to be so strong, and you could re-pierce it. However, again, if halacha l'maisa, the hole was plugged up to strengthen the kli, that's going to be a real plug. And therefore, if you were to go ahead and re-pierce that, that mamish be like reopen, like creating a new opening in the kli, will be asur. So the Gemara says, hechi dami l'shamer, hechi dami l'chazik. So how exactly do you tell the difference between a hole that was plugged up in order to keep the vapors of the wine in versus a hole that was plugged up in order to strengthen the barrel? Amar Rav Chista says, Lemala min ayayin, if the hole is above, let's say, the line where the wine is, zehu l'shamer. That is in order to keep the vapors in. Lemata min ayayin, if it's below the wine, right, meaning that the hole is opposite where the wine is, zehu l'chazek. That's there to strengthen the barrel, would be usur. Rava Amar, Rava says, no, lemata min ayayin, nami zehu l'shamer. It could be that even if the hole is below the wine level, that's also called to keep the aroma in. Ve'echi dami l'chazek. So what is considered to be the plugging of a hole to strengthen the barrel? Kigon shenitav l'mata min ashroshim. Let's say again the hole was on the, all the way on the bottom of the barrel where the dregs are. So then if you were to go ahead and plug such a hole, that's for strengthening the barrel and would be usher to reopen that on Shabbos. Amalei Abaye l'Rava. Tanya demin se'ei alecho. If a brisa that supports you, bayis sasum. If you literally you have a home whose doorway is closed up, yesh lo arba amos. It still has four amos v'adar. So we'll say, what this is saying is like this. Halacha l'maisa, if you live in a courtyard, I live in a chatzer with other people, so we share a common courtyard. So, interestingly enough, the Gemara discusses, how do you divide up a courtyard? How do you decide what everybody gets? So obviously, depending on how many people will be there, you'll divide up the common spaces equally. Now, what's interesting is the following. Is if you, when you have a doorway, you get an automatic entitlement to the four amos in front of your doorway. Those four amos belong to you. So Gemara says, let's say you had a doorway in your house, but that doorway is closed up. Right? You closed off that doorway. You don't use it anymore. So what happens? You still have those four amos. Those four amos are still yours. However, paras es betzimov, if literally you tore out the door frame, ain lo dalet amos, then you no longer have dalet amos. Bayis sasum, similarly, if you have a doorway that's closed up, ein ometame kol savivav. It doesn't have the ability to convey tumah to its surroundings. Paras es petzimav, but if you went ahead and you removed the doorway, metame kol savivav. It goes ahead and metame everything. So what's going on over here? Look at Rashi for just a moment. Rashi says, bayis sasum yishol dal ramos. So if you skip down a little bit, so Rashi says the following. Rashi says, v'kach pirates es petzimav. Okay. Fine. So we're not going to get into this. The reason why the Gemara is bringing this up is because the Gemara is trying to show that halacha l'maisa, even when something is plugged up, it doesn't lose its identity. That's the point that the Gemara is making over here. That halacha l'maisa, if it's plugged up, it still retains its identity. But once you remove semblance of the object or of the identity of the object, it's as if it no longer exists. So even if you plug up the doorway, halacha l'maisa, it's still a doorway. But once you were to remove the doorpost, it loses its identity as a doorpost. The Gemara is trying to bring this up over here also. So for the Gemara was a different according to those opinions who say that if you go ahead and you enlarge the opening, that you're not chayiv. Why? Because it's like the doorway is still there. The opening is still there. It's not creating a new doorway. Masha'inkin, if you plugged it up, Mamish plugged it up, in certain circumstances, it can literally lose its identity as the opening. And therefore, if you were to re-pierce it, you'd be chayiv for going ahead and making an opening on Shabbos. Govsa. Govsa, Rabbi says, is a spigot. Spigot, look at Rashi. Govsa.
Did you skip something?
No, I read it.
You read that?
I did, right? I think I read it. Yeah, Bayisasim, yeah, I read that. Govsa. Govsa, Rashi says, Litkoa kanachalu benukav achavis. So we'll say, this is a spigot case. Now, this is actually very interesting. So now I want to go ahead and I take a kanachalu, is a hollow reed. And I put it in the opening. I want to put in a hole of the chavis, a hole of the barrel, in order that the wine comes out through. So this is mamish a spigot, right? Up until now we're speaking about holes. Now I want to get a little bit fancy. I want to take a hollow reed and I want to put it in the opening of the barrel and mamish servant style. So the halacha is Rav Osir. Rav says you can't do this on Shabbos. Shmuel Shari Shmuel says it's mutter. Mechatech lechatchila de kule amalo pligi de osir. So I say obviously again, mechatech Rashi says. L'takna l'midas hanakav. So obviously, to go ahead and whittle the hollow reed to fit the opening of the barrel. Everyone agrees that that's aser on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Kuli amal de kuli amal lo pligi de aser. Ahaduri de kuli amal lo pligi de shari." Similarly, if the reed spigot was already made, to simply put it back into the barrel, everybody agrees is mutter. Ki pligi. So when is the argument? Where the reed is already made and hallowed, but it's not a perfect fit. So it needs just to be
fine-tuned.
Good. Man de aser, so the one who says it's aser, gazrina dama asi lemichtach lechatchila. So the one who says that it's aser is concerned that maybe if we allow you to do this, to even fix it a little bit, you may come to lechatchila create a spigot on Shabbos. Uman de shari, the one who permits it, says lo gazrina. We're not worried about that. To which the Gemara says, Kitara is machlokes tanoim. Ein chotchin shvoferes biyom tov. You can't go ahead and create the shvoferes. Shvoferes is a tube. Same basic idea, I'll say. You can't create the tube on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, excuse me. The ain't tzarach lomar b'Shabbos. It's certainly on Shabbos. Nafla, however, again, if it fell out, machzirin osa b'Shabbos. The ain't tzarach lomar b'Yom Tov. So we'll say again, if you already had the hollow tube that essentially acts as a spigot and it fell out, everyone agrees that you can put it back on Shabbos and Shulah. Yom Tov, Rabbi Yoshia Mekel. Rabbi Yoshia is lenient. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshia Ahiyah. What is Rabbi Yoshia speaking? Which case is he speaking about? Ilema Aresha. If you say that Rabbi Yoshia is Mekel, and he literally allows you to make the Shvoferes, to make the hollow tube, that can't be. V'hakamatake Mana. You are literally making a utensil on Shabbos. Ela Aseifa. Rather, he must be Mekel on the Seifa. Tanakama Nami Mishra Kashar. But what does he mean Mekel? Tanakama also allows you what Rabbi said, that if the spigot falls out, Tanakama says you can put it back. So what is Rabbi Yoshia? What is Rabbi Yoshia permitting that the Tanakama is not? Ela Dechaticha V'lo Matakne Ikabinayu. Rather, it must be the machlokes in Rabbi Yoshia and Tanakama is a situation of where the spigot is cut, it's already ready to be used, but it just needs to be fine-tuned a little bit to fit directly into the barrel. So according to Mar Sever Gazrinon, so the Tanakama says you can't do this because we're concerned that if we allow you to in any way manipulate the spigot, anything more than just simply putting it back in, you may come lechatchila to make a spigot on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Umar Sever Rabbi Yoshia says, lo Gazrinon. So Rabbi Yoshia will say, we're not worried about that. Darash of Shisha Braid Ravidi Mishved Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Rabbi Yoshia. So they pass in the Gemara like Rabbi Yoshia that Halacha Lamaisa. Obviously, you're going to say everybody will agree that lechatchila you can't make the spigot on Shabbos. Everybody will agree lechatchila that if the spigot falls out, you can put it back in on Shabbos. And the Gemara seems to pass like Rabbi Yoshia that if the spigot needs to be just fine-tuned a little bit to fit into the barrel on Shabbos, that's one will be permitted to do so. Vim Haisa Nekuva. So remember again, the Mishnah said that if the barrel was pierced, you should not put wax on Shabbos into the opening out of fear of mimareach, because it's going to be smeared. But remember, mimareach, smoothing, is one of the toldos of tanning, right? One of the things you did to a hide when preparing it was you smoothed it. So mimareach, any act of smoothing something on Shabbos is a toldo of tanning. So the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says mimareach mishcha. So what happens? So the Mishnah said, I can't use wax. Mishcha's oil, but not any oil. This is more like congealed oil, like thick oil. Can I go ahead and plug the hole with thick oil? Rav says it's aser. Shmuel shari. Shmuel says it's mutter. Mandar, so the one who says that it's aser, gazrina mishum mishava. We're concerned that if we let you use thick oil, you'll come to use wax. Oman the shari, the one who says that it's mutter. Lo gazrina is not worried about this. Amrei Rav Shmuel bar Rav Chanan Rav Yosef. Beferish amrot lon mishmei derav. So now Rav Shmuel bar Chanan says Rav Yosef. The Feresh, you told us explicitly in the name of Rav, Mishcha Shari, that Mishcha, that thick oil, is permitted to be used on Shabbos to plug up the barrel. Amar Tavas Rishpa, well, it's interesting enough, Tavas Rishpa is a person. That's someone's name. So Tavas Rishpa said, Amar Shmuel, Hai Tirfa Da'asa Aser. So I will say Tirfa Da'asa, look at Rashi for just a moment. Tirfa Da'asa, La Seis Ala Shal Hadas, this is a myrtle branch. So I'll say, interestingly enough, what people would do is apparently they would use a myrtle branch. I guess the way that it's shaped, if you think about it, if all the leaves are touching each other, what people used to do is they would put the myrtle branch into the hole of the barrel, and the wine would flow out down the myrtle branch into a cup or into a jug. So people would often use, again, different than a spigot, but again, we'd use it essentially as like a
spout.
Yeah, a spout would flow down. We'll see that Yomar is going to call it, Yomar is actually going to call it like a gutter. Right, like a gutter. So okay, Tirfa Da'asa, so Shmuel says, Hai Tirfa Da'asa Aser, you can't use this myrtle branch on Shabbos. My time for the spout. My time, Rav Yair Medifta Amri, Gzeira Mishum Marzev. Out of a concern that you may come to construct a gutter. Right? Because essentially it works like a gutter in terms of taking liquid from one place to the next. Rav Ashi Amar, Gzeira Shem Yikto. No, the concern is not about making a gutter. The concern is what? That you may come to pick the actual myrtle branch on Shabbos, which of course would mean Isser Daraisa. My Benayu has a practical difference in these two opinions. Ika Benayu, the Katim Umanchi. The practical difference would be what Rabbi say. What if the myrtle branch is already picked? Right? If you hold the gzeres because you're going to pick it, all right, it's already picked, there's no concern. If you hold the gzeres that you may come to construct the gutter, that concern still exists. Beisaja. So we'll say, what do you do about Beisaja? So Beisaja is felt padding. Felt padding. Right, we'll see that. We'll stop over here. We'll stop over. We're going to pick up right here tomorrow in the session. We'll, by the time Shabbos is finished, we'll catch up with all this stuff. Kanan, you have a good day.